Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. This is your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. And that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right. we just listened to Oleka, I'm not sure how to pronounce it properly. They are from BC here, from British Columbia and Canada, and we listened to the song 2 Years, which is part of their 2022 EP Driftwood. Before that, we listened to 1,000 Arrows, and they are from Vancouver, Canada, and we listened to the song Fallen, which is part of their 2022 album Kingdom of the Death. And we started the set with our guest tonight. One of our guests tonight, Red Kane, from Calgary in Canada, and we listened to the song We Are Chaos, which is part of their brand new album, Neblis. And yeah, I want to thank Jack again for being with us tonight. Yeah, so remember to check them out in their social media, Spotify, Apple Music, etc., etc., etc. Also, we played a couple of bands that are going to be playing at the Wise Hall next week. So we played Kayas already, and we played 1,000 Arrows. So these two plus Lost Nebula from Mexico and Sleep Circle, they are all playing on July 20th. That's a Thursday at the Wise Hall. They're on, they're commercial. Commercial on, well, Victoria and Aranac is kind of this, the corner. So, you know, the Wise Hall. So, Thursday, the 20th of July, Kayas, Sleep Circle, 1,000 Arrows, and Lost Nebula from Mexico. So there you go. So you had a little taste of what's going to happen on July 20th. And yeah, let us go with another song. And then when we're back, we're going to chat with Chris King about the Metal Choir. So stay tuned here at the Metal Meltdown. Thank you. back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We just listened to Hail's Satans. That's right, Hell's Satans. Great band name. They are from Chile. And we listened to the song Amulepe Tain Weichan, which is part of their self-titled album from 2022, Hell's Satans. And so now let's try to make contact with Chris. And,
Hello.
Oh, hello, Chris.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Excellent.
Perfect. Thank you very much for being here with us tonight at the Metal Meltdown. How are you doing?
Yeah.
All right. So, apparently, there's a beautiful, magnificent metal choir happening in Vancouver. So can you tell us a little bit about it? Like when did it start? Like is it the first year? Is it been a couple of years? And you know, where is it? I guess let's start with that.
Yeah. So we actually just started it this January, so it's still a fairly new thing. So I'm one of the co-owners of a music school called Pleasant Mountain Music. And actually, the three owners of Pleasant Mountain Music were in a band together that was on one of your other radio programs a while back. That was The Maneuver.
Oh, The Maneuver. I see. Of course. Yeah. Yes. I guess so, it was you, Chelsea, whatever. Yeah, I can't remember everybody. But I mean, yes, I do remember The Maneuver, of course.
Exactly. And so when the pandemic hit, we kind of put that band on hold. And then we're trying to figure out what we wanted to do next. And we got to talking, and two of the members of the band actually were full-time music instructors. And I had some money saved up from working in the tech industry, so we decided to pool our resources, and we started a new music school. And it's, so it's called Pleasant Mountain Music. It's at Granville and Broadway, and we do all kinds of lessons. And one of our first instructors is Kelsey. And Kelsey has a background in heavy metal singing and also instructing it. And so as we got to talking with her and talking with some friends, we realized we wanted to put together a group class of heavy metal vocals. And then we decided to sort of call it the Metal Choir to make it all seem a little bit more awesome, because that's better than metal group class.
It is definitely awesome.
Yeah, it was actually also one of Sarah's roommates who we were talking to. Sarah's one of the other owners, and her roommate wanted to be in a choir, but she didn't want to actually be in a church choir and sing religious music, and she didn't want to be in like a hip-hop pop kind of choir. And so we asked her, like, what kind of music would you sing? And she said, I just want to sing heavy metal. And so we kind of threw all those things together, and I made a few posts on Reddit to get some people interested, and then we just started doing it.
Well, that's great. That's great. So you're saying this is the first year, kind of?
Yeah, so we just started in January. We seem to have had about, I would say, between 10 and 12 people who sort of stuck with it through the whole first half of the year. So a pretty good turnout. And one thing we found out about metal people is that they're very consistent. If the weather's bad, it doesn't matter. If the weather's good, it doesn't matter. They're still going to come. Everyone, they always show up if it's, you know, or the info nights we had, we held those last November, and the first one just happened to be on that really bad snowstorm that we had.
No.
And it was so bad that we actually had to add a second night because there were so many people that couldn't make it. But despite of that, there were like 16 people who did show up.
That's pretty good.
So a lot of people just trudging through the snow, making it down to our studio finding out about this crazy metal idea that we had.
No, that's pretty awesome because, yes, you're right. I mean, I will have to do a little digging into, you know, how many, like, I guess, and yeah, like venues like yours or setups like yours exist. I played one band here that they are 7 or 8 people and they play metal songs and they only use their voices to mimic, you know, not only the singing or the choruses, but they mimic drums, guitars, bass, you know.
Oh, nice.
So it's only using their voices and it's super cool to listen to them because if you don't pay too close attention, you are listening to a guitar and to a bass and to a drum, and it's like, you know, exactly. It's pretty cool. Exactly. I was impressed with them. I'll try to look them up and I'll send you the name of the band because I was really impressed. It's super well done.
Yeah.
So anyway,
awesome.
But other than that, I had no idea that there was a lovely choir singing metal songs.
Yeah. So when we were looking up, you know, the idea and other choir resources, we found there's an all screamo choir from Montreal. They're called Dramaica, and they actually performed on America's Got Talent.
No.
But the interesting about them is the interesting thing is they do like only the deep growl, the dirty vocals. So it's all like.
Oh, I see.
Which, you know, after 5-10 minutes of like 20 people singing that, it's like, oh man, it's a lot of growl. So our choir kind of does a mix of everything. We do some clean vocals and then we're also working on our more dirty vocals and then our like full on extreme, you know, the full on like metal growls and squeals and all that kind of stuff. So it's actually, you know, a tricky thing to work on because it's very easy to blow your voice out if you're doing it the wrong way.
Yes.
But, you know, as you know, metal singers, they're on tour for months at a time. So if you're doing it properly, you're able to sing it just, you know, like any other kind of singing without messing your voice up. So that's been our main focus is doing it properly. But it's quite fun when we get the whole group in a circle. And we just like go around and we do like all of the vowels in the growl. So it'd be like, hey, oh. But there's like 10 of us and it's just like, it's just madness. It's pretty fun.
Yes. No, I can imagine that. I can imagine that. And yeah, you're right about the voice. I mean, like I know, you would look at certain singers that because of their size or whatever, like, you know, you would think that, well, one, they wouldn't have that potent, beautiful voice. And then, two, yeah, like you're saying, right? To sing like that constantly, like you have to learn.
Yeah. And you gotta be doing it properly or else you won't be able to do it for very long.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, so apparently also you're doing like a little recital. It's coming up, I heard too.
Yeah, so our first sort of public, semi-public performance of the metal choir is at our studio, and that's on Thursday. So it's sort of a mix of some of our other adult performer or other adult students as well. So we have a violin ensemble that's doing a few songs. And a few of our guitar students have sort of formed a band together, and they're going to do some songs as well, and some other performers.
Oh, there you go, even better.
The highlight of the night will be the inaugural performance of the metal choir.
Of course, I mean it has to be.
Yeah.
No, just kidding, but yeah, it has to be. No kidding. This is happening this Thursday, which is June 29th. And what's the address?
We are at 2435A Granville Street. So okay. We're actually just down from Granville and Broadway. We're one building over from there's the big clock tower building, and we're the next building on Granville Street from there.
Okay. And what time does the recital start?
I think we're going to do doors about 7 and then start around 7:30, something like that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah,
you know, musicians, they don't always start on time.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes us, the public, are not really there on time. Sometimes, so.
Yeah,
it's like a combination of the two.
Yeah, sometimes you wait 15 minutes to make sure enough people have showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, classic rock and roll story.
Exactly, yes. We need 20 more people. Yeah. Let's wait 20 more people. Yeah, it's not about time. It's 20 more people. Whatever time it takes, either it's a minute or an hour, 20 more people, and then we start. Or whatever. 50% of the venue. No, yes, I hear you.
Exactly.
Not as good. Okay, so I guess because you're doing the recital is maybe coming to an end, at least for the first semester, whatever you want to call it.
So what we do is for the metal choir during the year, it's sort of we're sort of expecting everyone to like attend as many as they can. So we sort of do the billing like as a whole unit. But for the summertime, we're actually going to be changing it and going to just more of a drop-in format. So if any of the students want to come for just a week, or if they're going on vacation, they don't want to necessarily pay for the lessons that they're not going to be there for.
Yep.
And then in September, we're going to start up again as a full sort of class format where we're sort of expecting everyone to be there. But we also have a metal drop-in night, which we do right now. Our next one is coming up on July 7th. That's Friday. So we do it either the first or second Friday of the month, kind of just depends what's happening that month. And that is, it was an offshoot of the metal choir because we were finding there were people who were interested, but they didn't want to commit to like a weekly lesson that they have to come to. So this, the metal drop-in, we kind of just run it more like a karaoke. It's basically just a group